but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a 0.08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a 0.08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
For too long, Tom Cruise has chosen a humble approach. He's now announced that he is 6'2". Auburn has claimed 9 football championships. Auburn, you know, just saying, yeah, we're no longer just gonna be AP national champions. We're gonna claim national titles that we think we won. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, is gonna join us every Tuesday in this segment. Portland State in the Big Sky Conference will open play against Tarleton State. And Bruce Barnum is joining us. You should just declare Big Sky championships. Auburn says they won national championships that they didn't really win.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard your something there while you introed it. Hey, thanks for having me. Bruce Barnum, everybody. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't want to know that. Here, what's going on with baseball? I got a couple questions for you.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Am I going to be able to buy season tickets for a baseball professional
in Portland?
Team here or
in
no?
Portland?
Yeah. How many years out?
I think if this happens, you're looking at 3 years out. I think,
right,
you know,
thanks.
Did you hear the commissioner?
What about the Blazers? sold them?
They're
to catch up on news.
They have agreed to a sale. Nothing's finalized. And
they're staying in Portland.
Blazers aren't.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But here, I'm going to play. Let me play a cut from Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball commissioner. He's the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
What happened to Selig?
It's been a while. But Manfred has come out and said that expansion needs to happen. So this is a development that Portland needs to pay attention to. You're a baseball fan, Bruce Barnum.
Yes.
So the commissioner of Major League Baseball talking about expansion here on an ESPN broadcast.
How about a window into the future? Expansion, realignment, expanded playoffs. I mean, can you see that down the road?
I can. I think the first two topics are related in my mind. I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel, and I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, you know, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the east, out of the west, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, you know, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two west coast teams, and that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our west coast audience. So I think, you know, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
There you go. So it looks like they want to expand.
But he's talking, you know, coach talk. Come on, spit it out. Yes or no, man?
Yes or no, are you going? So here's what he wants. It's Portland. It's Salt Lake City. It's Nashville. You still have to figure out what you're doing with the Tampa Bay Rays. Are the A's really going to Vegas, or is this a fakey Bob move by the A's? You know, are they're just in Sacramento for a bit, you know? So those things need to be settled, but then Portland's in a battle.
Why do you have to buy a team though, John? Why do you have to buy it? Why can't they make two more teams? That's expansion. Expand the leagues.
Yeah, but he's saying they want to get the Rays and the A's settled. Like, are they really? Yeah, are they going to Tampa? Because what he doesn't want to do is announce Nashville's getting an expansion team and then have the Rays go, gosh, we could have moved to Nashville. You know, that would help Portland. I think, here's what I think, Coach. if you're going to have two expansion teams, I think you take the Rays, you send them to Nashville. You say that settles something in the East. And you give expansion teams to both Salt Lake City and Portland, because I think they're both good cities. And then you realign everything geographically in a way that it makes sense. Like the Mariners and Portland's team should be in the same division. Even Salt Lake City, same division, you know, and there you go.
Yeah, 1 hour difference, no big deal.
Yep.
Helps TV, helps everybody. Anyway, back to
you guys.
Burning daylight here.
I know. So give me Tarleton State. What do you know? Texas, what do you see on film?
The Texans. They're all seniors and juniors. That's not, you know, you don't want to see
great.
That. That's, you know, that's not, I don't want to see that. I want to see freshmen, sophomores. Playoffs last year. Here's one for you. You know, I'm becoming famous like you. First year in my career. You know, they come out with the coaches poll, right? Very select few coaches across America. Well, you're talking to one of them.
Ooh, yeah. You have a vote in the coaches poll?
You got it. So
oh,
I'll tell
boy.
You what. And I figured some stuff out. I mean, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I realize if guys I play are ranked, that helps the Vikes when we beat them. So if you're on our schedule this year, it's good for you. You know, I saw my power, John, the vote, you know, the power of the pin. I changed some things around, right? And all of a sudden, one of the teams that is on the Vikes schedule is, coaches, I used to look at this when we were young. You know, you look at 25, and below that is others receiving votes. That's Barnum's vote. So, ready to go.
So, what poll is it? Is that the FCS poll, or what is this?
Yeah, the FCS coaches poll. It's the biggest one in America.
Okay.
You know, biggest one in America right now in my world.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do I know about them? They're a playoff team. They're ranked somehow. They jumped from 12 to 9, I believe. Wonder how that happened, but... they're coming in here. They're talented. They have a quarterback actually from the Seattle area, Archbishop Murphy kid, up for the best player in FCS offense. It's called the blank. He's up for that. I mean, they're good. They're a good football team. Their defense is all. That's what I'm looking at the most because I've moved back in that room right now. So. They are stop the run first. Coach Todd Whitten is their head coach. He's been in Texas, you know, longer than you and I've been in the Northwest. He's, you know, they're seasoned. They're a seasoned football team coming to the Northwest.
The quarterback room at your place, have you settled on a starter?
Nope. They're still all getting reps, you know. Talented group, you know, moving them around. You might see one on the field. You might see all five on the field at the same time. I don't know. You know, they're good athletes. No, I've not named a starter. I get that question a lot. I didn't realize it. I mean, I got people from the, you know, some of the local sports networks want to know, you know, who's the quarterback? Saturday, I might tell Coach Whitten. Hey, here's the guy. He might be the first to know, their head coach. But no, have not announced it.
That is some strategy, right? I mean, you don't want them
a little
to
bit.
Give them a little something to think about.
They don't know anything about us. They don't know a thing about us. A new play caller on offense. They don't know our personnel. They don't know who got bought. You know, well, they might now. I don't know if Mike Lund's not up too deep, but by the big boys. They don't know who got bought off my team. They don't know who I replaced them with. You know, so a little unknown for the Texans with the Vikes offense. So why not keep it that way? Why give them any advantage? They're talented.
This game, this is a home game, right? I mean, you guys,
home game.
You're out at
home
Hillsborough Stadium.
You're on the road for four.
Yeah, so this is an opportunity for football fans who are just itching to see a game.
Yes.
To come see a game Saturday at 1:30 kick,
1:30 ESPN2.
Yeah.
First time in the history of the ESPN. Mm-hmm. It's a sports network TV thing. Mm-hmm. First time ever, the Vikes have been on ESPN.
There you go. There's one.
Recruiting.
Help me with this. Your team this year.
Yes.
Where are the strengths of this team?
Corner, I like my corners. I like my tailback. I like all six quarterbacks. I've got enough. I've had some surprises. You don't usually have that in camp. I have two surprises. I'm like, all right, you know. I got a tailback who showed up, who I talked, I sat down with him in the spring, said, hey, here's where I need you to be. And he is. He's out there, and it worked out, you know. We have had a kid coming in, a big back. I need big backs and little backs. I got little backs. I needed a big back. My big back I had wasn't being the big back I wanted. So we got one out of San Diego State. 3 hours before he's supposed to get on the airplane, he called and said, Coach, I'm going to retire from the game of football. So we didn't have a big back. A little worried in Mudville. But the big back has surprised me that we have on campus here now. He's lighting it up. He's tearing it up. That was a bonus. There's some people on defensive front that I hadn't seen. You know, there's some new people out here, John, because of the portal. There's some new people.
Getting better players?
Yes, we're getting better at positions where we lost some. So that's a bonus. There, you cut it down. I said it in 4 minutes. You said it in 4 seconds.
Bruce Barnum with us.
I'm tearing this show up. I'm sorry.
You're great. Portland State football coach Bruce Barnum with us. What's the biggest conspiracy theory that you still believe in, or maybe you're a little shy about telling people, or maybe you're not shy about telling people? Do you have something like that, that you have a conspiracy theory or a superstition that you follow?
Conspiracy theory? What do you mean? Well, of them, John.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in the South, you know. The legend, I remember driving, we used to drive to Biloxi to go to the where you buy food when you're in the service. The God bless America.
The mess hall? The commissary?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. The commissary.
So you and I would be great on like that game show, The Password. The word is.
Oh, where you say you something. Know? I got in trouble on that once. My clue was, here, you ready? Let's do it for your listeners, your fans. We'll do it, right?
Okay.
Are you ready? And I got disqualified for this, but I bet you get it. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're the guy that has to guess. I'll give you the clue.
Okay, give me the clue. Okay.
Todeo?
Rodeo.
There you go. damn right. And, you know, people threw stuff. They popped the board. They said, Todeo is not a word. I knew we didn't. So I said, where's the rules? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the conspiracy. A couple things. I'll go quick because I know. What time is it?
It doesn't matter.
There's people stuck in traffic right now. No. You should go forever on this.
Yeah.
Because people are sitting in that damn traffic and they're pissed and they turn on your radio for something to do. That's me. But then you're always on vacation when I'm... Anyway. Boggy Creek. Legend of Boggy Creek. Number one. The Jersey Devil. Number two. The Loch Ness. Right? Sasquatch or Squatch.
Yeah.
You know, Bigfoots, you know. Those are, you know, what's going on there. But then click to still on a conspiracy theory thing. My dad, I'm living one. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories about JFK. But hearing some of the stuff, the stories my dad tells, and you've had him on your show talking about, because he was a pallbearer.
Yeah.
And what they were assigned. They had to get their to Andrews Air Force Base, to Air Force One, and they were there. They had to be with the body the entire time. And when you and I talked about this, they're taking the casket of the president off the airplane, boom, guns in their head, the pallbearers, thrown in a room right there on the tarmacs, locked in the room, screaming, shouting approximately 44 and a half seconds, 44 minutes and 32 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They're finally let out. They don't know what happened in that time. with the body, you know. So that I've kind of lived and talked to my dad. And, I mean, he's talked about all the different things from had to add two guys because he almost dropped him when they were practicing the casket going up the steps, just everything. But listen to some of that. So there's all kinds of conspiracy theories about that. What was your other one?
No, any superstitions, like, you know, like baseball players sometimes don't want to step on the foul line, or they wear a pair of lucky socks, or you eat the same food after a win. You know, you go out and you have a big win last year. Do you come back and do you try to duplicate everything all week long?
Well, I don't think I'm superstitious, but people tell me I am. For let's just take one day at 12 days or more out of the year. This one could go on for 8 of your shows. Grits in the morning. That's what I eat game day. Right before I go out, I'd like to have ice cold. I mean, cold. They're almost frozen, not slushed, just a sip of Diet Coke, right? Not okay. The whole thing. Because now I'm getting svelte. They have me eating these. You don't have to lose weight. You're a skinny fat guy, but I'm a fat guy. So they have me eating these meals, right? Which I'm doing religiously. And I mean, the weight I'm cutting is just dramatic. You'll notice it when you see me. But then they tell me not to drink soda. So that one's kind of out there. I think I'm going to have to sneak a diet, you know, a sip of Diet Coke before I call the game. That's just a couple. Again, I have a few of those, I think.
Are you calling the plays this year from the sideline?
Yes. Yes. I'm back in it. I haven't for a while. It's what got me here. The only reason I have a job is I can score points, you know. This head coaching thing is all over the place. I'm getting good at it now, but that took some adjusting. But scoring on people, that's what I like doing. And knock on wood, I've had some success. And yeah, I'm back in the room.
How do you like calling it from the field versus the box? Can you see enough?
I need eyes in the sky. I think I have a guy this year that'll be nails. That's hurt me in the past because, you know, you can only see, I mean, you can see front side, you can see field side, my boundary side corner, nose guard, tray ball, and where the safety is. But sometimes you lose the safety depending on light, where you can stand. Mm-hmm. If it's coming out or if it's going, you get this bad eyes on the sideline. We've talked about some things. We talked about, you know, hey, how about a fake cast? On game day, our head coach has to go up in the box, you know, and then after to pop it off.
Because the rules say you can't be in the box?
The head coach is supposed to be on the field. So that, I would love to be up there, you know.
How about this? I got a better thing than a cast.
What?
Why don't you find a lookalike and put it on the sideline? And he stands on the sideline.
Doppelganger
that looks like you, wears the towel around his neck, headset, sunglasses on, and his job is to, you pay him like $50 a game to just stand down there and watch the game.
Right, but first off, you've seen me. Come on. Nobody.
I think we can do it.
These looks grow on you. You don't just say hi, Marty. You look great. Hey, here's one. And the Rodney Dangerfield, he was the only one. I got one Rodney Dangerfield story before you cut me off.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're constant. We have this thing at Providence Park because November 15th we have a game
Big
back
game.
There.
Big game.
So, and everybody's been saying, you bring it back there, Marty, we will come. I need you to come to that game. So, we have this thing at the soccer deal. Just the other night against Cincinnati, right? And they got Barnum in a suite. I'm going to shake hands with the brass. At first it was, you're not going, let's not let him talk to him. Then it was, okay, let's have him up there. True story. I go up this thing, and there's two guards there. And the guards, there's somebody else was with me. I didn't know them, but they went right. Mm-hmm. And I went left because I'm looking at the numbers like you're looking for your hotel room, right? I got this thing on my phone because you can't get a damn hard ticket. I had to download a geek something.
Okay.
And I'm looking on my phone. It's number 25. So I turn left. And right before, I'm halfway there. And here come these two guys. Excuse me, sir. I said, yeah, you know. They said, you can't be up here. And I said, I got my ticket right here. RC, it's on my phone. And they're like, sir, you are not up here. I said, listen, I respect the hell out of you guys, but even if I don't want to be up here, I have to be up here. I said, I'm meeting brass. It's a big night. Luckily, and they turned me around. I'm walking back, and, you know, God bless them. They're doing their job. And then they thought my thing was counterfeit, and I'm on the...
You don't belong.
Well, yeah. And I saw the guy that runs it. He recognized me from being in there before, and he catches the guys right before me. They toss me out the door. They said, what are you doing? He said, this is Coach Barnum. I start laughing. I said, leave them alone. They're fine.
You like that, though. You like flying under the radar. You don't mind.
I do. Not at all. Not at all. That's why your show buries me sometimes.
I know.
You know. But
something you say gets out there. And
right,
then it becomes,
right.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You bait me like a sturgeon laying at the bottom of the hole.
No, no, no.
Yeah, big-ass herring every time I talk to John.
You know what you're going to get in trouble for on this show? I already can predict it. It'll be your comment where you said you voted for the teams on your schedule. Everyone does it. All the coaches do it.
Well, listen, I have a defense. Nobody's played yet.
I know.
Nobody's played.
It's ridiculous.
When they start playing, I'll be a little more accurate.
Yeah. But everyone does it. You know it happens. And it happens in, you know, at the Power Four level too. The coaches vote for the teams they're going to play. Helps them. It helps them.
Well, I never thought about that. But now when you're in this seat the first time, right, nobody's played yet. I don't know if they're good. Boom.
So
I know
just,
these people are pretty good.
You voted for all the teams you play.
Not all of them. I mean, some of them. But the ones I beat consistently, no vote for you.
Hey,
you know?
Oregon is playing.
I'm not going to get in trouble for that.
No, you're not.
Anyway.
No. But remember the time you had to pay like $10,000 beer tab because of what you said on the show?
It was more than that, John.
Yeah. How much was that?
What about
was
Oregon? You asked
about
Oregon.
Montana State's playing Oregon in week one, week from now.
So next week.
Can Montana State do anything there to hang around with the Ducks, or you've played Oregon. You know what they're capable of.
I've played them both. Montana's tough. Montana State is tough, and they're a little different. You know, the same corner. They run the ball in different ways. They lost their quarterback, though. They lost their quarterback, who was just a rock and fast and kind of a unique student athlete. Oregon's too fast for him, period. Oregon's talent is through the roof, you know. Montana's great at our level, you know. They're the top of our level, but come on, not Oregon. Not
okay.
The Ducks.
All right, Bruce Barnum, go give them hell. Go get this win. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, ready to go. Thanks for having us, John. Bye.
There he goes. Portland State, 1:30 Saturday, Hillsborough Stadium against Tarleton State. You want to see a college football game? It's the only one going on in the state on Saturday. Leave it here. You got the BFT.